The West Virginia University football team is 1-0 after a win last week over Georgia Southern, a year after finishing 7-6, including a loss to Texas A&M in the Liberty Bowl. The Mountaineers are hoping last Saturday's 44-0 win over Georgia Southern is a sign of things to come. WVU limited Georgia Southern to 224 yards of offensive output. The Mountaineers, on the other hand, went for 544 total yards. Head coach Dana Holgerson says WVU should be even more prepared for Liberty University, because both teams run a similar offense.
What we do offensively is a heck of a lot more similar to Liberty than it is Georgia Southern. You know, they pose some pro-style challenges with good personnel. You know, they're good up front. They got a great quarterback that can make the throws. They got one great receiver and some quality receivers with some running backs as well. But that's kind of what we do, too.
The Liberty Flames are coming off a 32-13 victory over Delaware State last weekend in their opener. Liberty plays in the football championship subdivision, whereas teams like WVU and Marshall play in the football bowl subdivision. It's a difference that Holgerson says doesn't matter on game day.
It happens every year, as y'all know. FCS teams are, if you take them lightly and don't respect your opponent, then it'll come back to get you. Got to a point where I think it might happen every week. Last year, 9-5, really got on a run towards the end of the year. I think they won 7 out of their last 9 or something like that. So they got everybody coming back on offense.
The Flames and Mountaineers will kick off at 3 p.m. Saturday in Morgantown. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Clark Davis.